Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Well, I mean, the last thing is kind of key there, that we actually do face it. There's a great line from Linus, one of the great Peanuts characters. Mm-hmm. He said, "No problem is so big or complicated that it cannot be run away from." Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, so often we do that. And, you know, I think this goes back to what we were talking about before the break, Susie, that, you know, half the reason why we don't spot God's unseen footprints in our lives is because we're just so distracted. But actually, sometimes the distraction is purposeful, right? I mean, you know, we might want to... Yeah, there is so much spiritual longing out there. I see it everywhere we go. You just spend a bit of time going through the shopping center and you will find that it's so often it's the new cathedral. We go to the shopping center to go and buy a new us, to go and buy a new identity, to feel better about ourselves. We call it retail therapy. Now, actually, that's distraction. That's giving ourselves an opportunity to run away from the problem that seems too big for us by going and, you know, buying some food or buying a new dress or, you know, buying a new car or whatever it might be to try and fill what is ultimately a spiritual longing. We've got to face it. And the pain comes in two or three different forms. Now, obviously, there's the physical pain, but then there's often the emotional or relational pain that triggers a spiritual search. And again, originally writing unseen footprints for people who don't have any Christian faith, that are just wondering if there's something more out there, and yet seeing the amazing variety of spiritual paths that people take to try and find some sort of meaning, and whether it be the teenage girl that is dabbling with Wicca, which is apparently quite popular at the moment, or whether it be the suburban mother who is just trying out meditation and yoga or those kinds of Eastern practices just to try and get some peace, or maybe it be the cancer sufferer that is going on some sort of psychic development courses. I mean, all of these are literal people that I've written about in the book who have gone on exactly these kinds of things. I think about a guy named Paul that I knew who was 31. He had a drug addiction, a failing business, and he started searching for answers by consulting spirit guides. So the fact is, lots of us are on a spiritual journey. Not everybody that we know is turning to Jesus for answers, but the journey is there, the longing is there, and it's got to be directed to its ultimate fulfillment, which I've now come to believe is God in the flesh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So pain is what kind of trips, it starts the spiritual journey for so many people. It might be the pain of an aching heart. It may just be the pain of emptiness. There's got to be something more to us. And if we face it, it can start to take us somewhere, get us to answer some, approach some big questions, ask some big questions of our lives. And in fact, I would then slip in the big question, is there a God who has some answers to the problem of the world and has a way out of it, including the pain that I feel in my own soul?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.